Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I got a letter from y'all in the mail.
Oh, yeah, great. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, I do. It is 2311-4201-0062-3485.
Okay, great. And do you have a phone number that you're calling from, just in case we get disconnected, I can call you right back?
It is 806-928-3758.
3758. So I got 806-928-3758.
Yes, sir.
And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is David Barnes.
Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, bro.
Good, good. What's the name of your business, David?
It's Super Dave's Lawns and More.
Super Dave Lawns and More. Okay. And how do you have your business structure there, Dave? Are you guys an S-Corp?
Just a sole proprietor.
Sole proprietorship. Okay, great. Why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, Dave, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction there.
Well, I'm pretty sure I received this letter because I had got a loan in February. I've been paying on that since February.
Okay.
I got a $15,000 loan in February, and I think I'm like 40% paid off or whatever. And I just, you know, seen the letter, was reading up on the difference between the company I went through and, you know, y'all do the term loans. You know, for up to years, they just did for 6 months, which I was having a hard time. I just needed to get a new tractor
okay.
for my company, so I got that with the loan. I mean, things going great right now.
Okay, good.
You know, good. I'm having a great year so far.
And, good man, congrats.
I just was I was calling to you know, I guess be nosy and you know see what other options I had.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this. Are you looking maybe to bring on some additional capital to help expand, or are you looking to bring on some new equipment? What is it that you kind of have in mind?
Mainly to get, you know, more equipment, and you know, because the more equipment I have, the more work I can do. I get another
sure.
crew going, I'll be able to do twice as much work, because I have to turn down work because, you know, I don't have enough time for it.
Oh man, that's never a good thing to turn
yeah.
away business.
Never a good thing, but at least I'm busy enough to where, you know, I'm not missing, you know,
right.
I'm
absolutely. But the thing is, you just never know when your current customers may not have anything, and then you don't want to have that problem where you don't have any work, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I can also bid bigger jobs also.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just missed out on $500,000 job because I didn't have the equipment or the, you know, they call it kind of like equity, but I got the bid, but I didn't have enough equipment, so they couldn't give me the job. If I'd have had another truck and another tractor and trailer and another shredder, I could have got the job, and then I wouldn't even be calling y'all.
Oh, dang. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you a few questions. What'd you guys do in sales last year?
I did 105.
Okay, 105K. And how long you been in business for?
9 years.
Oh, wow. Good for you. And are you 100% owner there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Great. And who's the current loan with right now?
Rapid Advance.
Rapid Advance, okay. And you said you're about like 40% done?
Yeah, they take out like $77 Monday through Friday.
77?
Yeah.
Okay, Monday through Friday. How's your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
What was that?
How is your credit? Is it good, bad, or somewhere in the middle?
Six, mid sixes.
Okay, pretty average.
Yeah, decent.
Okay, good, good. Do you already have like some quotes or invoices for the equipment that you're looking to get?
No, I mean I know where I can get it from, or you know, it's just different places I can get them from. Just depending on how much capital I have.
Sure. Are you looking to do as far as like if we can get you an approval for equipment, would you rather have a longer term, or do you just need what are you looking for exactly that'll help grow your business?
As far as money or just getting approved for?
Well, do you want to get approved for like a longer term loan, or do you like the shorter?
Yeah.
You want the longer term?
I like a longer term, you know, pretty safe amount to where I can, get the equipment that I need, and then also be able to pay my new employees, and, you know, because a lot of the jobs that I'm trying to get, you know, it takes up to 60 days to get your first payment. So, you know, they don't pay like normal people. Big jobs pay 60 to 90 days, so you have to have enough money to pay all your employees, keep everything running, and just keep going.
Got it. That makes sense. From jobs. Okay. How your bank statements look for your business?
I just recently got caught back up with everything, and I try to keep around $10,000 in my account.
Okay. How are we looking as far as like NSFs? Do you have any of those?
What is that?
Non-sufficient funds. You have anything that bounces? Or?
No.
Okay. Good. Good.
I don't
good.
Have any of those.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't know what NSF was. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing, yeah, definitely.
That's a good thing. Okay, so basically what I can do to kind of get you an approval, just to kind of, you know, see what we can do for you as far as like having it in your back pocket, the process is very simple. I just send you a short one-page application. We get it filled out here. Once we get it filled out, I just need 6 months of your bank statements and your most recent tax return. Did you file for 2015?
Yeah, I did. I already did that.
Okay, and it's complete?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay,
it is.
Good.
It was a good year, but, you know, I got me a new truck and I got a new tractor and just a lot of different stuff that I had to buy last year, a new zero turn, and so.
Cool. You know, that means you had a lot of. Yeah, it means you had a lot of write-offs, though.
Yeah, a lot of write-offs, you know. So I noticed that, you know, the less I write off, the more it looks like I made, but this year was just one of those years where I had to just, you know, I had a lot of supplies, a lot of new stuff being bought. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I definitely feel like we can do something for you, at least try and kind of, you know, help out and maybe help grow your business here. I know that, kind of recap, you have a current loan with Rapid. It was $15,000. Do you happen to know the balance on that?
No, I don't. I mean, because all they do is just draft out of my account. I'm pretty sure I can find that out.
Well, let me ask
that out, you know.
Let me ask you this: did you borrow $15,000 or did you borrow less than that and you had to pay back $15,000?
No, I borrowed $15,000.
Okay, so then what was your payback?
I think it was like right at 18.
Okay.
It was like right at 18.
In 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Something like that. Okay, no worries.
Yeah, they've called me like three different times trying to give me another 15.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what the lady told me. Like, you wouldn't even have to pay it all off, and you know, before we can actually refund you.
Mm.
And you know, I was telling like, you know, $15,000 really wouldn't do me any good right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Company's trying to give me. You know, they call me all the time since I've gotten this loan, trying to give me, you know, 5, 10, 15, and I tell them, I'm doing good enough now where, you know, I don't really have to get the loan. If I just keep working the way I'm through the year, mm-hmm. I'll have the money towards the end of the year. Starting next year, I'll be okay because I don't keep all my money in my bank account.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, I had my credit was stolen not too long, you know, a few years back, and I had, you know, I got screwed out of almost $25,000 just because of, I don't know how my credit got stolen. This was way before I even needed loans or anything, so.
Oh, yeah, I bet you kind of hurt, though, you know, like set back.
Oh, yeah, oh, kind of hurt. No, it did. Like, it almost destroyed me.
Oh,
and so
damn.
Now, you know, I try to keep cash. I try to deposit my cash, you know, into my, my safety deposit box type stuff. Where,
yeah, you know, I understand that. Definitely understand that.
I'll never spend that because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to have that emergency, the funds right there, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. You know, I never know what's going to happen to me also, so
yeah, absolutely.
Make sure my daughters are okay.
Absolutely. I definitely understand that. Smart man. Have you gone to a your local bank there and tried to get some financing?
Oh, Wells Fargo?
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. No, I mean, I got a car through them.
Okay.
But that's about it. You know, that Wells Fargo is extremely stingy.
That's saying it nicely.
That's saying it nicely. Like, they are extremely stingy, and they know exactly how much money I make and everything, and they're stingy, you know. Because I deposit every check I get, I deposit.
Yeah.
And then I just withdraw the money just to show I make the deposit. You know?
Sure, sure. Is that how your customers pay you? Is through checks?
Yeah, I'll say 95% to 96% I get paid checks.
Okay, good. Okay, well, yeah. So basically, what I'll need, I'm gonna try to go for the longer term loan here for you. I want to try to get you some equipment. See if we can get you that maybe 3 to 5 year term on some equipment pieces here. What's a good email for me to send this application to, David?
Is it the one that came in the mail?
No, I'm going to give you a different one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a different one.
It's Super Dave's Lawn, which is Super, and then Dave's with the ES, Lawns with the S, at gmail.com.
Lawns with Bills at gmail. Okay, let me go over that one more time. I got Super Dave's, Daves, Lawns, Lawns, at gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. So what I can do is give me a few minutes. I can put a little package together. Basically, I'm going to need that application, and then there's going to be a list of the other things that I would need to get you this approval. 6 months of bank statements and your most recent tax return. How soon do you think you can get that back into me?
Bank statements. How do y'all receive the bank statements?
You can, what most of the business owners do for me is they just kind of download them from online and just send them to me email, or if it's easier for you to fax it, you can do that as well.
Heck no.
Yeah,
heck
a lot
no,
of people.
Oh, man.
I know.
For that amount.
A pain in the ass,
yeah,
I know.
That's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
I can do is I go to my banker guy. Hopefully he's at work, and, I'll have him download it all to his, to his email, and then I'll have him email it to you. And that's how I did my first loan, which saved me a whole lot of time. And he's a really good guy, so I've been dealing with him for years. So he's my number one guy. So
On those
3 to 5 year loans, like, what are the amounts that y'all do?
So we can do close up to 250K on that. And we do new and used equipment too. So that's what kind of differentiates.
I don't use used equipment, man. That's a pain in the ass. I mean, like a used truck, yeah, but a used equipment is never a good idea.
Yeah. So you're looking to get some new equipment then.
Yeah, because that way, you still have warranty. And, they last, and if something breaks, because every time I've gotten old equipment, I have problems with it, man. It's just not worth it.
It's not worth taking on someone else's problem.
So as far as, like, it's not capital, y'all just try to get, because, I can get financing to, get me another tractor as far as that. You know what I'm saying? I can go to the Kubota house and try to get financing.
You want capital?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that too. What I can do then.
Capital is a lot better. That way I can manage and do everything I need to do it myself.
Sure. Okay, then let's shoot for that. I'll try to extend and try to get you anywhere from 15 months to 3 years on a capital loan. Does that sound more what you're looking to do?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that then. I'll send you the application for the capital, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll go up here to my bank and get those statements.
Yeah. If you can get all this into me by the end of business day today, I can try to submit it by today. And I know one of the underwriters over there in this department, and he can work on it right away, and then hopefully we get an approval by the end of business day Monday.
Okay.
Okay, so give me like 5 minutes, David, to send something over. And then we'll take it from there. If you can get that stuff back to me within a couple hours, that'd be great. If not, if you get it to me by the end of the day, that'd be awesome as well.
Okay. I'll definitely see what I can do.
Okay. Hey, do you want to take down my direct number in case you got any questions, man?
Yeah, I do. If I'm gonna find a pen real
quick. No worries.
Okay, what's that number?
My direct number here is
858-909-8867.
What
was your name again?
Jeremiah.
Okay, Jeremiah.
So if you have any questions, that's my direct line. Just give me a holler. But give me like 5 minutes. I'm going to shoot it out to you. If you don't mind, if you can just respond to the email when you get it so I know you got it. And then just give me that info, fill out that app, and I'll get this process started for you.
All right, I sure will.
All right, David. It was nice meeting you, nice talking with you, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, sir.
All right, David.
Bye-bye.
Bye.